down as you walked away. When you think God is forsaken, listen to me now. You need never feel broken again. Sometimes darkness can show you the light. In unforgivable tragedy, prepare yourself for a reckoning, for when your world seems to crumble.
Hey, welcome to the Punch Bowl. Happy Friday night. I'm your host, William Rapillum. And tonight is September 1st, Friday. I hope you guys are going to have a great Labor Day weekend. Nice long weekend. Hopefully you have Monday off. And you can do whatever you got to do. Get stuff done. Go on vacation. Enjoy your life. As we head very quickly down and a very scary abyss that we are escalating into, really needing to prepare for what's coming. And tonight, what I want to do is I want to get into the land and property theft agenda that's taking place. And we've recently seen what's happened, obviously, with the Lahaina fires. And clearly, that is smoking gun land grab, a very hastened. They didn't want to go through the eminent domain process, so they just burned everybody out. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this happening. The one part of the problem is people think that these are wildfires, and people are still duped and they just can't fathom that the people running the world are this evil. People running the world are incredibly good at propaganda and packaging up their terrorism in saying, oh, this is good. So there is a video that I sent to Mike with Catherine Austin Fitz, who is having a discussion with another woman, and she's basically breaking down her analysis on the land grab and how they're going to do it, how they've been doing it, the process, her experience with HUD, Housing and Urban Development. So that's posted here on RBN. Please go to the RBN newsreel. And before I forget, and my apologies for this, for forgetting this, but please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, donate the must needed fundage. I really hope you guys can donate some fundage. Please do. And as usual, we are in a need, you know, great need. So help us keep the station alive and going. Let me jump right into this. I've got, first I want to start with a clip that I think we all need to listen to. This is a young lady. who goes through like 10 bullet points of coincidences with the Maui fires. I just want to touch on that. I'm not going to really focus on the Maui fires too much, but this is the example of the overall plan land grab. Mike, that's clip number two. If you're
no, it's just a coincidence that the police chief was the same man in charge of the Las Vegas shooting. And it's just a huge coincidence that property owned by millionaires and billionaires like Jeff Bezos, Oprah, and the founder of PayPal remained untouched while the land of the natives burned only a few feet away, literally. And it's just a huge coincidence that the island had the largest system of outdoor sirens in the world, yet they decided not to sound them or alert anybody in any way. And it's just a huge coincidence that they closed all of the schools, sent all of the children home, and turned off the water as soon as the fires started so that people couldn't put them out. And it's just a coincidence that under orders, policemen blockaded the exits, didn't allow anyone to evacuate, and forced them to jump in the water to save their own lives. And it's just a coincidence that the island is set to be the very first to operate on 100% renewable energy. And to do so, they must significantly decrease their CO2 emissions. And it's just a huge coincidence that 1 month prior to the fires, the mayor issued a press release highlighting his commitment to the United Nations 2030 Agenda of Sustainable Development. And it's just a coincidence that Hawaii is the only state to have submitted a voluntary local review, which is a framework and goal set to achieve sustainable development. And it's just a huge coincidence that BlackRock and the United States government are two out of the three largest landowners on the island who have been trying to buy up the land from the natives for the past few decades, who refused to sell, and both of them are part of the renewable energy agenda. And it's just a huge coincidence that the survivors' homes that are still standing are now being evicted. And it's just a coincidence that the fact checkers saying that all of this is a coincidence are owned by BlackRock. At this point, if you believe that all of these are coincidences, you are the crazy one, not me. Google is not going to come out and tell you what's going on, and even if they did, a lot of you wouldn't even believe it unless it was from a government or fact-checking website. But guess what? They're not going to tattle on themselves, so you need to think for yourself. We should be absolutely enraged about these fires. We really need to stand up and do something, because things like this are just going to keep happening, because we allow them.
Okay, all right, let me move into a place where I got less echo. Okay, much better, I think. So going back over those... Okay, great. Yeah. Going back over those bullet points, I got most of them written down here. And I'm just going to reiterate them real quick because it's extremely important. You know, the rich people's houses were not burned. You saw them just standing right next to all these houses that were burned. And literally, I haven't heard of a single one of them whose house burned. It's just uncanny. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That alone should really be it should tell you. The last point they made about BlackRock being the biggest landowner there, and they've been trying to buy these. I haven't looked into the attempts, the previous attempts for them to want to buy the land from these people. But I mean, it's prime real estate. You have the native people there. It's obvious. What's happened? You know, BlackRock being part of the Agenda 21-2030, heading up the CDBCs, and BlackRock being the major corporation that owns all the other corporations, BlackRock being the one that scooped up all of the Fortune 500 companies when they rolled out the pandemic. So, yeah, and 1 month prior, the mayor signaled his commitment to Agenda 2030. Their Jewish governor and their Jewish senator on that island who attended I don't think she mentioned this, but attended the conference on sustainability. I don't remember which the conference was. I've got to get that looked up again. But Yeah, so and the first island that's implementing the renewal laundry, the police blockading the exits to keep people from leaving. Wow. I mean, that to me is a little confusing. I guess they would want to keep people from leaving so they could just kill them. They're trying to maximize the death count so that they don't have anybody to pay off. So the kids were brought home from school that day so they could be at home and get burned up in their homes. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of. And the alarm system that it didn't go off? Really? Wouldn't it if there's something like this happened? Okay, so anyway, there you go, bullet points. And it's great to have those bullet points. Yeah. So if you want to call in, because this is a really important topic, guys, and we have to understand, and I think most of you already do, but just the details around, you know, as much as I find Catherine Austin Fitz to be kind of controlled opposition, I mean, she won't name the Jewish role, she won't explore the Holocaust being a fraud, but which kind of upsets me. She's very good in with all of this information and the insights that she has. And there have been attempts on her life in the past. I think she's a really good source, especially on the financial markets, just because she's understands them very well. So, all right. So we've got, so if you want to call in, 512-248-8252. I did want to play a certain part of the clip, Mike. If you have that queued up there, the clip that I sent over, like I said, it started around 10:30. If you're there, Mike, I don't know. Can you? Okay. Clip 3. Start this at 10:30-ish. Oh, it's in the other chat. I'm sorry. Here, let me. In the wrong chat. Hold on. I'm sending it over. Oh, okay. Mike is off. He's not commenting, but I'm talking to him. So, all right, I'm going to send you this. There it is. You can start that at 10:30. I'm just going to play a little part of Catherine Austin Fitz's discussion there. Yes, 10:30. Yep, let's do it.
I discovered a huge amount about all the different economic warfare games of making money on real estate, you know, other than a legitimate. I mean, there are many, many wonderful legitimate real estate people, but there's also this huge game of trying to buy it for much less than it's worth by doing, you know, playing games that drive the price down. Or buying it and getting government to do something that'll drive the price up, you know, and it could be, you know, and part of it's a private game and part of it's a public game. Often it works together. And I tell people it's like the Joy of Cooking book. There's hundreds of recipes, but it all fundamentally comes down to picking it up cheap, you know, or selling it above market and getting the government to do all sorts of things that, you know, once you pick it up cheap, gets it to go up in value. And of course, political contributions roll off the end. And I have an online book called Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, where I show you how the game between the government doing various things to generate capital gains. And it was the case study I use is private prisons. But in fact, that was a big real estate play. Because you want to move into a neighborhood, you want to clean the people out. You know, you can burn them out, you can force them out, You can buy them out, but you can also move them to prison. There are many different ways of doing it. You can bring in drugs and kill them, you know, but you want to get the people out and you want to get the land cheap. So the private prison was part of a real estate play in certain neighborhoods. When I saw...
There we go. Yeah. So it's a small clip from that clip. Again, that clip is on the newsreel now. As of tonight, we put it up there. It's a 1-hour discussion Catherine Austin Fitz is having with this other woman there. So please check that out. Listen to it a couple times. I've been going over it, studying it, and just important information to have. All right. So again, guys want to call in? Love to talk to you. It's 512-248-8252. If we have new listeners, be good to hear from you guys. Please feel free to call in. Always love to hear from new people. Any of this is new information. There were some other points that she was making in this video, like understanding and knowing your local sheriff. I've talked about this before. Having a good relationship with your local sheriff, if you can do that. I mean, it kind of depends on where your local sheriff's at. She mentioned control files. Find out if your sheriff has control files. Now, I guess what that means is that if they have a control file. They have control files. They have control. It's a file on all of the citizens. I don't know what that means because I didn't hear any details around it. I'm gonna have to look up what control files are. If you guys know, please call in and fill me in. That means that they're just gonna do what they're told. So they're not a constitutional sheriff. There are constitutional sheriffs around. You can get in touch with Sheriff Mack. He set up the Constitutional Sheriffs organization. And if you get in touch with Sheriff Richard Mack, he's the sheriff that overturned stopped the Brady Bill back in the really horrible gun law bill in 1994. So that's kind of his claim to fame. And so he's got a relationship with Catherine Austin Fitz as well. A lot of these guys are still, it's like we've a lot of us people here, that have gone down and we passed what we call the Hitler test. Cause we know that I don't mean to always go to this all the time. You know, some of you guys probably think it's like an ancillary thing, but This Holocaust, this so-called Holocaust, as they say, BS, and needs to be exposed because it's a lynchpin. All right, so we'll be right back, folks. We're up this way.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
And I go by many names also. Some people know me as Hope. Some people know me as the voice that you hear when you loosen the noose on the rope. And you know how I know that I'll prosper? 'Cause I stand here beside you today. I have stood in the flames that cremated my brain, and I didn't once flinch or shake. So coward, the man I've become, when I sing from the top of my lungs, that I won't retire, I'll stand in your fire, inspire that me to be strong. And when I am gone, I will rise in the music that I left behind. Ferocious, persistent, immortal like you, we're a coin minted different side.
All right. Mike's got his own bumper music he's putting on tonight. He's not having any of it. So he's doing his thing there. Interesting songs there, Mike. So, all right. What do we got here? I wanted to get through a couple more points. Some of the tricks that they use to steal the property in the land. cutting off your income, like they did during COVID. You know, one of the things that happened with the moratorium on rents was they made it so that people that own secondary properties, just kind of like mom and pops or whatever, and they're renting out to other people, they didn't get rental income anymore because of the moratorium on rents. So they had to get rid of those properties. They had to sell them. They got foreclosed upon. So this is how the Jews stole the property from those people during COVID. So that's one trick. Another trick is raising the property tax. You know, property taxes will naturally go up with the value of a house, but sometimes they'll come in and try to do an exorbitant hike on it. I've actually seen it. It's pretty nasty, and you'll have to go fight it in order for them to come back down to the where it should be. So, yeah, one of the things that never made sense to me was, like, with the financial crisis that took place, the real estate crisis took place in 2008, was I always thought that business people were, people were following sound business, you know, that the global financial markets or the Wall Street was following sound, you know, business practices. And I was totally clueless about this protocols of Zion,
and this this cheating, this lying, this stealing. Yeah, I didn't think that worked in the business world. I thought there were checks and balances in place that would kind of prevent that, and that people couldn't get away with fraud like that. But it's happening at the highest levels, and they conceal it, and there's no accountability. And then maybe they don't conceal it. Like what happened with the bank, the HSBC. There was a documentary by a guy who talks to, you get your callers. I'm going to get to you in just a minute. I'm just going to need to finish my points here. There was what's his name, John something, that Catherine Austin Fitz talks to every week. He did a fantastic documentary last year. So it's called like All the King's Men or something like that. I'll have to find it and send it over to Mike. But it's an expose about what happened with all that with HSBC and how the Department of Justice came out, said they were going to prosecute, and then at the last minute they said, oh, actually, well, that would just disrupt the global financial markets too much, so never mind, no prosecution. And it talks a lot about how these people just operate on a different set of rules, so they don't – the law doesn't apply to these people. See, and that's what the Jews and their Talmud says. We don't, you know, the Goyim follow their set of rules that we set for them. We don't follow those rules because we're Jews and we're supremacist. And we're, everybody else is just a slave. So expose the Judaism and the Jewish racial plan to pretty much enslave the rest of the world and kill anybody who doesn't comply, as they did in Maui. All right, so that's the make more money wrecking neighborhoods than enhancing them, because when they wreck them, they can rebuild them, and they can not have to pay property. That's the other thing, is when they destroy, these, they're the insurance. Forget about getting insurance payments. When they come and burn up your neighborhood, probably not going to get any insurance payments. Probably going to find a loophole reason why they shouldn't pay for, oh, I'm sorry, but your insurance doesn't cover directed energy weapons or that type of fire, or that it burned that way, or they'll come up, I don't know what they'll come up with, but they'll come up with something, and it'll take years and years to go through the courts and fight it. So you just probably won't even fight it. Yeah, it sucks. It's pathetic. So another thing she mentioned was that mortgage and real estate fraud funds the black budget big time. All right, cool. So we're in the half hour break. You guys, I'll be right back. We'll go directly to the calls. We've got Paul in California, Mike in Kentucky, and Sherry in Kansas. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You'll never get a second chance. Plan all your moves in advance. Stay dead, stay dead, stay dead, stay dead and out of this world.
We got Paul in California, the Mike in Kentucky, and Sherry in Kansas. So let me get Paul here. Paul, welcome.
Yes, sir. Well, you asked for callers earlier, and I couldn't help but think as you were, you know, recounting, you know, the all the wealthy homes, the rich people's homes being spared, and so forth. I thought, well, you know, what's the object lesson to take away from this? I guess it's to not be poor, right? And preferably either be Jewish or be in tight with the kikes. How's that?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Paul. I kind of agree with Richard on the other day when because I'm trying to probably watch it myself because I've used that word too. But
what are you watching? Okay, all right, yeah. So
watching the language.
I'm testing all this shows that it's cool with Silky. So let me check this off the list. Yeah, it's absurd. So you basically now we're censoring
well,
each other, right?
Nothing, you didn't get nothing. It. I guess you didn't get it, Paul. When you called in and you were talking with Richard the other day, and he was trying to say, "Dude, you're not respectful. You call in and somebody asks for something. I'm done with it too. I'm not going to put up with it. If I say that I don't want any cussing on my show, and you call in and say it's absurd or you don't respect it, then we're done. I'm not going to talk to you about it. We're not done as friends. You're my friend still. I support you. You're my buddy." But don't call into my show and troll it and test it and do all this stuff. I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, Paul.
I did call in to troll or test, but I just said that.
What are we going to accomplish when we keep doing that? Every single call you call in,
it's
the same point. Your point is we need to go and we need to, like, do violence.
I just said that.
That's what you always call. Every single call calls in and that's your point you make. Go ahead,
Paul. Why did you have to go through that whole spiel? I mean, are you just like channeling some censor now?
No,
I mean the bottom line.
I feel about it.
Oh, it's how you feel about what? About a word. Why do you feel that way?
Nobody cares about listening to this right now. I'm going to move on to the next call. Paul, we can talk after the show.
Okay, whatever. Screw off.
You screw off, Paul. Goodbye.
You screw off.
Mike in Kentucky. Mike, welcome.
that'd be nice to not lose more people and drive people away that, you know, we can say the N-word all day long.
No, I don't want to hear that either.
I know. I get it. You drive more people away than you're going to catch. Right. If you're trying to catch flies, you know, you need more sugar than vinegar.
Right.
But, I mean, all media, to a certain extent, is a fly trap. And we know, I think anybody that's looked at it knows that pretty much everything's being recorded. They're recording stuff, encrypted or not, until they can unencrypt it. So you call into a talk show, every bit of that, with your voice print and biometrics, phone number, device fingerprint, it's all going in your X-Keyscore file, man. All media is a fly trap. And so once a fly trap loses its usefulness, like I grew up as a hillbilly with those red fly sticky tapes you'd tack into the ceiling, you know, you pull them down. Once they get full of flies and you can't catch no more flies, what happens? You throw them out. So I don't think RBN is any different. And it'll take a Herculean effort to keep it going and support it if we go into that level of vileness, I think. I mean, to me, the N-word is basically the Southerners mispronounced the Black River known as Niger, and all those people came from near there, Niger. And so in print, people saw it, and there was four different dictionaries of American language until 1828, and Webster finally won out. So there's people all the time mispronouncing stuff. I live in Eastern Kentucky,
I'm here
man.
To support President Trump.
Democrat, Peter MAGA hat. Ooh, he tried to take my guns. I can't go like that.
Okay, I thought it was a break all of a sudden.
That's not me. That's Mike.
I know. That's Mike. I'm used to Mike chiming in with this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, especially on the late night shows.
My comment is that. Yeah, I think it's very sad, like, you know, that it has to be, okay, screw off and all that. Getting like that. I still, Paul, have my hand out to you as a friend. But, you know, like, this we can't keep doing this on RBN. We can talk about the Jews and Jewish power, but we start, you know, saying kike and nigger and all these other words. They're just going to go and it's going to cost more than it's worth.
Well, right now, I don't know how long the window is open.
We can articulate. I mean, Paul is a very articulate person, extremely articulate person. Everybody, you know, and part of his thing is his edginess, and everybody loves that about him. But there is a limit. There is a point where it's like, okay, you got to back off a little bit and you got to go, okay. No, there's a boundary. There is.
Well,
you can't just say whatever. Okay, did anybody hear that?
No, you.
I've seen the video.
You want to hear niggas for Trump? Here it is. This is it.
I'm here to support President Trump. You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt, Niggas for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
What do you think about the indictment?
Oh, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's gone around the country. You know, Fannie Willis, she's she went to school with my sister. She's full of shit. She was full of shit then. So she's a puppet for the white liberal that is controlling everything. She's in front, but the white liberal back there pulling those strings, telling her what to do.
Yeah. You want some more? There's more.
It was at a rally.
That's okay. I wasn't even really listening to it.
I'll get out of here.
That's what I think about her, making a fool of herself.
Do you think it's going to help his election?
Oh, of course it is. It's going to elevate him all the way. I think we should make Trump king. That's how I feel. We should make him king.
Wouldn't that be kind of like communist did?
No, that's nowhere near communist. No, we're just going to make him king, but we still got our freedoms and rights and everything. He fought that. Yeah, Trump for king 2024.
No, I don't know why I'm not in a good mood anymore. Let me part ways with that for a second, Mike. Let's come back to it in a little bit. Mike, did you have any other comments?
Well, yeah, I've seen a video where there's a bunch of police in the road and the photographer's trying to take pictures of these black folks that are, you know, they end up cussing out the cop because they ran the camera guy out of the street, you know, who was trying to document what they were doing. And they use the N-word all day long, but we not necessarily can't, you know, and get away with it.
The F-word also? F-A?
Yeah, and the B-S and all that. But right now, what I was going to say is right now there is a window open. If anybody knows any churches or organizations that are 501c3, apply and get an AM radio or low-power FM. I think there's a low-power FM right now that you can get for any non-profit organization. You could, all you have to do is say that you're going to broadcast spiritual stuff so many hours a day. And, of course, RBN has that guy that comes on at, like, whatever, my time, it's like 1 o'clock or midnight. But any church can sponsor this, and they put their own announcements or something in at any time. And you guys could rebroadcast RBN all over the place, but not if you're doing that kind of level of language.
Now, because the whole niggas for Trump.
FCC's complaint-driven. So right now, I guess there's no license that is in jeopardy at all. Right, yeah, right, bro. There's people that are rebroadcasting. There's people that are broadcasting it. I get that. There are people, though, that rebroadcast it illegally on low-power FM, from what I've heard. No, it depends. If it's out in the middle of nowhere and you only have a couple people that don't even know how to complain to the FCC, yeah.
Hi.
All right. Hey, Mike, do you... Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. I was talking to the other Mike. Finish your point.
Mike from Kentucky?
No. Mike, station manager.
It's not that complicated. If people complain, we would be happy to comply and respond. No one complains about actual, oh, geez, I have a problem. Mike in Kentucky, yes, I get you, dude. You're doing an actual rebroadcast. If you're having problems with us rebroadcasting our signal...
I did, but I don't anymore. No, the FCC destroyed me because of their complaint system.
Yeah, but that wasn't from us, right? That was...
No.
Yeah, it was just random... No. General
but they don't
BS.
Play. They don't play by their own rules. So you know, okay. I would just you know, if there's any chance of reaching out beyond the reach that you've got now, I mean, that would be one direction you could go, is to get affiliated with some low power FMs that are actually licensed.
Really can't say words like kike.
Oh no. Okay. Yes. Yeah. But that'll get that's complaints from SLS. You know, SLPC or whatever, SPLC, ADL. That's different, man. I mean, when you have, like, when mama's trying to listen to her show at 9 p.m. and put the babies to bed and some guy's doing obscene stuff, you know, not vulgar, not obscene. If some guy's using bad words, then, you know, we can tailor that message. But, yeah, we're not going to have guys just... You know, F this, you know, BS that, MF, you know, whatever. We can do that.
845 on the 845 on the left coast, so.
I want to time box this because I want to get back to the subject at hand. And so the topic for tonight that I brought up was the
land theft. Yeah, I didn't. The what?
The land theft. So all the property theft that...
Yeah, I did a documentary on it called UN Man and the Biosphere. It had to do with Take Back Kentucky and all the stuff that was going on back in the 90s with restrictions on water and land use and stuff. If anybody wants to find it, it's on the YouTube channel for TV10 Moorhead. And it goes back to the 90s. They've been doing this for a long time. And what they're...
What's the name of the documentary there?
Type in Take Back Kentucky, Norm Davis, UN man in the biosphere, and it might come up in Google. I've had trouble with them suppressing my stuff, even if you have the exact title. But if you go to the YouTube channel, .com/TV10Moorhead, you can click on videos and scroll down through there. I also did, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has lost a lot of its clout after the Morris D's takedown, you might say. But I have a documentary on it called Blinded by the Lies. Well, my YouTube channel goes all the way back to like 2007, and I could only load 10-minute segments initially. So I think the Blinded by the Lies thing is like 5 segments, but the UN Man in the Biosphere, I finally converted it to digital, and it's the full, whatever, 55 minutes. It's not uncut. But that gets into the... I'm trying to remember the guy's name that had a lot of the research there. You got the Global Village textbook. You got a lot of the agenda.
Okay.
Back then it was Agenda 2020 or Agenda whatever. Now it's Agenda 2030.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can look for it. It's not really what you say old news because a lot of people don't know about it. But the paradigm
shift. Mike, I gotta
wrap it up. 1987 is when they changed it to where even the United States can't get money out of the IMF unless they put land up.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the call. All right. I'm going to move on now over to and I'm not happy right now, you guys. This is what just happened. This is not okay. All right. This is not cool. I'm just going to put this little note in here. Okay. We shouldn't be getting into this this kind of stupid nonsense where you know, we can't temper ourselves, and we're getting upset with each other, and everybody's running off and pissed off and forgetting what we need to stick together. We don't need to be into this infighting. This is really counterproductive. Okay, so you know, you get pissed off and at each other. I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. I'm not gonna go down that road of starting to badmouth people and do all this crap that happens kind of behind the scenes. So before anybody starts into down that road, think about it and think about what the overall goal that we're trying to achieve here is, because this is what they want. They want us divided. They want us pissed off at each other. And if they can make that happen and there's this unity among us and the overall goal over stupid nonsense like this, then they've already won. So, okay, let me go on to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, thank you for waiting.
Hi, William. Hey, you brought up property tax rates increase, and I contested mine last year because they've just been gigging me the last couple years, and what they're doing is, you know, our dollar's losing value, and they claim, you know, they have a law that if, you know, that like it went up, I think, 12% the year before, and last year it went up like 16%. I mean, that's outrageous, but they claim that there's state law that they have to, you know, reevaluate your property every so many years, and it's just because of all this money that they're putting into, you know, giving to Ukraine, giving to these illegals and all this stuff, and that's what it is, and we're paying for it. For, you know, that's why our dollar's losing value. And this is just a little state. I bet it's really gigging in California.
Well, yeah, I mean, the overall goal isn't to make money here or make money there. It's to have power and take away property.
Hey,
so they don't care if they lose money in certain spots and gain it in others.
Somebody brought this up the other day on a show I was listening to. And remember how in the census they said that people were taking a GPS reading at your front door? Do you remember that? When they were going around doing this,
I just know Google drives around in their car and takes pictures of everything. So that for, you know,
no, but I heard people say that. Now, I didn't have somebody come out here when I was home, but I heard that they were, you know, the census worker, if you didn't answer your survey the way they wanted to, they'd come up and try to, you know, make you or something, irritate you. But I heard people say that they were actually doing a GPS reading at your front door. So why were they doing that? Now, think about what happened in Maui, what happened in Paradise, what happened in all these places in California.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by doing a GPS reading at your front door.
Well, they're getting a location, man.
Well, what are they? What information are they tying to it? You didn't answer the census. I mean, they have your front door. They have your
You have a smart meter on
your
home.
And GPS. Say again.
You have a smart meter on your home, probably.
Well, you can opt out of the smart meter, but it takes some doing.
Yeah, and I've heard people say that, you know, there's a lady that was involved in a. Steve Starrs has had her on quite a few times, Virginia Farber. She was involved in that lawsuit that the Children's Defense Network had about the increased wireless radiation and how they're not, you know, the law is from 1996, the Telecommunications Act of 1996. And the technology has increased so much with the smartphones and everything. And they, the FDA, or not the FDA, the what is it, the FCC, is supposed to be looking at that, and they're not because they're saying, we're not a health agency. But, you know, that is a problem. The increased wireless radiation in the EMF and stuff. But,
oh, it absolutely is. It's making people, I do believe that it's meant to make us sick.
Well, have you looked into, like, the stuff that Royal Rife was doing? And then Gaston Nissens and, you know, Royal Rife was killing supposedly organisms with a frequency. So don't you think that they could, and I don't know if you're familiar with the work of Dr. Jerry Tennant. Does that name ring a bell?
No, I've not heard of
Jerry Tennant. He was one of the guys that developed the technology for laser surgery for your eyes. And,
oh, okay.
And he got like, you know, your eyeball is actually part of your brain. And he got this illness that just debilitated him, you know. And he figured out using the voltage of different organs in your body eventually. I mean, he eventually cured himself because they couldn't help him, but it took him a while. But I say that they're not developing viruses and stuff like they say. I think they're gigging us with frequency. They don't need bioweapons.
Yeah. I agree with that. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. You know, people to think that they had a virus, they got sick. I 100% agree with you that they're just hammering them with frequencies. Now, if you go online, if people who have doubts about this DEWs, the laser, just look up military laser, and Lockheed Martin has all these videos online about it, this technology. Lockheed Martin was the first one you'll find there in a Google search. And it's like a commercial for this stuff. So unless they're just floating that out there as like some kind of fake psyop, and it just happens to be that, like what we just mentioned with what just happened in Maui, these very precision strike fires and all these actually video footage we've seen of these lasers coming down from the sky, blowing up a diner or a gas station. You can find those videos online. You can find those videos on the one that I saw that I'm thinking of specifically. It was from InfoWars. And I just a guy in his car. It's nighttime, and he's just watching this happening. So, and well, how do you explain the way things? And that's actually something Paul is really good at explaining. He's done a lot of research on it. So,
yeah, and I don't even know if it has to be laser, because I think a Dew weapon could be microwave too. And there, microwave is a big, it covers a lot of frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's all I had. I'll let you close out the show. Bye.
Well, appreciate the call, Sherry. Yep, that was Sherry in Kansas. Thank you, Sherry. All right, we're at the end of the show. Guys, have a fantastic weekend. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.